Thanks for joining us for episode 48 of Dice and Dens, the C-Team. Today, our brave heroes will finally set out on their pirate adventure using the shanty of Boldbeard's Pride by Jimmy Merritt. While this episode was recorded a while ago, we ran into significant audio bleed issues, to the point that it was almost inaudible. I spent a couple weeks trying to clean it up, but with work and life, it felt like an uphill battle. And while there are still a couple impossible-to-fix spots, Rob G, aka RobGreaves117 on Fiverr, was able to create an even cleaner audio than I could, and in under a week. So we have him to thank, or blame, for this episode being released. This year's Meowrathon stream is on June 27th through the 29th. We just opened up player signups, so swing by meowrathon.com, meowrathon.com, for more info on how to play. We also had a booth at Gem State Comic Con this year, and it was amazing meeting so many like-minded people. If you're new to listening, hi! You can find Of Dice and Dens on Twitter at odndpod, on Facebook at odndpodcast. You can email us at odndpod@gmail.com. You can visit our website at odndpodcast.com and get some merch at shop.odndpodcast.com. Of Dice and Dens and OD&D Presents are part of Stolen Dress's Comedy Podcast Cloud, where you can find other shows such as Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, Hosts with Their Own Picard, Comedy on Vinyl, The Professional Blur, and many more. Music in this episode was created by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.filmmusic.io and used under Creative Commons Attribution License. All right, let's finally get back into it. Welcome to the Dan and Jay. No.
No.
That's not what we're doing.
No.
No. I know it may shock you because we haven't recorded this since last June.
Look, a lot's happened.
But welcome to the Of Dice and Dens podcast, the original C team back together again.
Mostly.
June was the last time we recorded this particular dude, but I don't think we did anything after that either. So
Fesnik went to join a Hollywood
Valhalla
circus
or something.
Or Fiznik.
So, welcome back. I hope you guys have been patient. You may have just realized a quote-unquote new episode dropped because when I originally posted it, I posted it to the wrong Of Dice and Dens podcast, the one that is not advertised. So, unless you're subscribed explicitly...
Let's get into some RSS talk, man. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're subscribed to the explicit C-Team one, no one saw it. So you're welcome, new episode.
That's how we get around it.
That's how we get around it. But this is truly a new episode. And so let's do a little lap around the people to remind you who we are and who we play. Let's start with the one directly across from me.
Fievel?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Airy. I remember that part.
Good job.
Oh God, frogs. Let me talk. Sorry, my frogs are probably, you probably can't hear them, but they're being
actually
loud.
Now I can. Like I couldn't before, but I can
of course.
Now, so like...
Well, now they're getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so excited.
I play Eloshana, a Clashtar.
Yeah.
Cleric?
Yeah.
Don't ask me what that is, because I can't remember.
You have a quarry in your head.
Still? I thought we did a whole little thing and...
No. Oh. But we'll talk about it.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. So, yeah, I have a little devil in my head. And I might have to get that other cable, because mine keeps shorting out. Oh, right in the face! Dickwad!
You're welcome.
Ah! And is there anything else? Jesus, oh, I have three chickens.
And they're a back with Dagmar,
though. I forgot about
what?
The chickens.
They're back with Dagmar.
Yeah. Yeah, my adopted daughter Dagmar is back at home with all my animals.
If you guys go on your screen, as you guys introduce yourselves, I'm going to show you what I made in Hero Forge.
Is it Dagmar?
No, wait, he didn't make Dagmar.
Why? I forgot to
tell you. I told him. I'm
Will you
like,
be showing us
make...
these on the Google chat?
No,
they're in the Owlbear Rodeo, just kind of underneath the big blue guy is where they're going to be.
Under the blue guy.
Underneath. Hmm. Oh.
I'm very proud of that one, by the way.
I think it turned out so
good. Getting her Nalfishnay to look like an actual doll.
That's adorable. Wait, did you make the Nalfishnay in...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's Barrick?
He's the guy that you played dice with last time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was a fun game. Can we play that again?
No, not right now.
Aw, damn it.
But yeah, so that's Elishana. I'll post these up on the website so you guys can visit odndpodcast.com and see it.
In a year.
In a year.
When Dan posts this.
When I post it. Okay. And with me in Boise.
Hello, I'm Kimberly. I play Navia, a centaur fighter. She's a cavalry knight. She has a strength of 18 and a wisdom of 7. So nice. The image that's appearing on your screen is her with a beer, and that's kind of what she likes.
And her koalish power armor.
Yep, she wears power armor, and then she has her daughter just randomly showed up and is hanging out with them now.
That's her daughter.
Yep, her name is Rinna.
Thank you, Ari. Don't make them kiss.
No,
she was kissing the back of her head like a mommy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay, you next, please. Let's get moving here.
Hi, I'm Jason, and my mic. Hold on one second. I apologize, Dan. You're going to need to fix this in post. Hi, I'm Jason, and I play a man with no particular name that we know of yet. He is a human outlander bard boy who's never sung a song in this show, and yet his powers are supposed to be musical.
I think you sang one song.
Yeah, you did.
I feel like you did.
Maybe. Was it Happy
At
Birthday?
He has strummed a few times.
You have to excuse him as he travels this land. His name might change a bit.
His ever-changing forget. Appellation.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
Ari has not only has an elfish Nadal, she also has someone who follows her around. Do you see Ari?
Yeah. Is it Potty?
That's Potty. I figured Qualish gave it some robo arms, but otherwise.
Oh my gosh. What's his name? Looks like he belongs in a hairband.
Yeah.
And then we always get distracted before Jen's turn. Go ahead, Jen.
That's fine. Hi, I'm Jen. I play Grin, the halfling rogue. And I'm here to make sure everybody doesn't die, I guess.
No, you're here to make sure we don't genocide anybody.
I made sure that your character was in a position of explaining why. She's explaining exactly why what we're doing is incorrect.
Yeah.
In that
looks just like her.
And next to her is Byron. Her, her, what's the word I'm looking for?
Her ward?
Yeah.
I guess ward.
Ward.
And,
apprentice?
Apprentice. Yes. What is it when knights have a person?
Squire.
Squire. Her squire. That's the word I was trying to think of.
She wouldn't talk to him like that. Apprentice sounds more.
Oh my God.
Squire sounds like.
I'm awful.
Thank you.
What did you do?
I don't want to know.
I said twink. Yeah.
Oh,
he does actually kind of look it a little bit.
He has his hand behind his back because he's a little nervous. Byron's always nervous. He's a nervous boy, that Byron.
He is. He's a sweet boy.
Aerie, what are you doing? I should never let you do things.
How do you know this is me?
It says awaken shrub on it, and it's highlighted in your color.
No fair.
Sorry, guys. This is like super. I'm sure this is super great in an audio medium, but.
We haven't mentioned that Aerie now works for the federal government. So that explains why she doesn't know how things work.
Yes. She got hired by Doge.
Yeah.
Who got hired?
You did.
You did.
You did. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Listen to us when we make fun of you, okay?
Okay. My nickname, by the way, is Big Boobs.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Big balls.
Great. Like yeah, big yeah. balls, yeah. No, I get you.
All right. So last time.
I wasn't just bragging.
So two times ago, before you did the dice game, as a reminder, because I'm guarantee you don't remember this stuff, we finished up with Sean the Worm and the Kuatoa and all that. And then Sean the Worm granted you all wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all remember your wishes other than Navia, who obviously...
We literally were just talking about it like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Did I wish to get
my own... extra god to take with me or something like I something dumb.
You asked for more gods, and what he gave you was an item that allows you to once summon a minor god, but there's no promise you can control said god.
Right. I loosely remember that.
And then Elishana got headphones that can help block the voices of the quarry a little bit.
Ooh.
I'm going to say, Aerie, you have that thing where you're supposed to roll to change your cantrips.
Yeah.
I'm going to say because of those headphones, that goes away.
Yay!
Grin has an amulet that allows her to make one person forget one thing. It's per day.
Oh, per day. Oh, okay.
How many times is it just going to be from her tripping over nothing and the only bystander?
She doesn't want to forget anything that what's-his-name says, frankly. And then, yes, Navia wished to see Rinna, and she expected to have, like, you know, a scrying stone or something, but instead he summoned her there. And
yeah,
it's a one-way trip.
Because Dan and I were talking before we were recording, and I'm like, yeah, Navia's kind of a Disney mom. She, like... She had a kid, and then she just kind of fucked off to join the army, or like continue joining the
army. Just like in Disney.
Yeah. left Rinna with her dad, and then just like, you know, sends them treasure, and like shows up and takes her to like the park, and then
horseback rides
again. Yep.
She'll be sitting there waiting to go fishing, and you just never show up.
Exactly.
Oh.
I know, that hurts my heart. Like she was like, I just want to see my kid. I haven't seen her in a while. Let's have like a, you know, whatever. And no, she exactly. No, she just got fucking ass teleported to us. So now we've got a like a 10-year-old.
Hey, he was giving him mustache rides.
Ew.
They were free.
Anyway, and then the Kuatoa took you to their treasure trove.
Wouldn't be polite to charge.
Why charge it when the payment is the fun I get to have?
It's a mutual exchange.
Consensual. Anyway, then the Kuatoa took you back to their treasure trove and gave you some things. Elishana got a white prismatic rose.
Ooh.
I forget what that does. I'll have to look it up later.
Yeah, me too.
What's his name? Got an empowered mind stone. I'll have to look that up. Grin got a wand of orchestration, which, if I recall, allows you to make music.
That's how you castrate an orc, as we all know.
Yep. Sorry, what?
Castration, yep. Navia got a little.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, I said it's like when you castrate an orc.
I can't hear anything anyone else says because you need to hear yourself so much.
I think that was good. From now on, I'm going to say orc castration all the time.
Did you say it makes music appear out of nowhere?
Yes. It's like thaumaturgy kind of a thing. And then
Navia, yeah.
It's every time you cast it, you have a 50-50 chance of it turning into just a regular stick.
Oh.
You roll to see.
That's sucks.
How long does it like the music last though?
I guess we'll see how it feels in the moment.
Okay.
And then Navia got a little propeller hat that she can put on, and when she spins it, it lets her fly. And then there's like a percent chance, I have to look up what it was, that it'll stop working after she uses it.
Don't I have something else though that like lets me fly? Like
you've
a
got like that cloak
something?
Thing that has a cooldown.
Okay, so between the two of them, I should be okay.
Yeah, and that's what we got for that, folks. Okay. Back to it. And now you guys all of that. And then you went to a pop-up pub type thing that looked like an upside down ship. And you met some really bad actors. Not like as in they don't have best
they
thoughts
were
of you in mind.
They were,
they were just
terrible
poor
thespians.
Except for that one guy that Jay knew from one of the shows that he was just amazing in. And you know, not sure why he was in such a little podunk place, but that's neither here nor there. You played some, there was a dwarf named Beric, who is that picture I put on there, who sang a song about Boldbeard and his ship and his lost mithril, said that if you could beat him in a game of liar's dice, he would give you a map to find the ship. And so you played some liar's dice. You did win because it is crazy how little Beric knew the rules despite how much he likes the game. And and so you got the map and you, because you guys figure that with the looming threat of the Nimresan army, you felt that maybe mithril would be a useful metal to protect the people with. And so that's why you would like to acquire the ship and get Boldbeard's treasure. And so Beric chartered you a ship and you guys went and had a night's sleep. And that is where we left off. You awaken in the inn, ready in Lathtarl's Lantern is the name of the seaport town you're in. And you wake up in the morning, rocking and ready to go.
I wake up in the morning and I step outside.
Yes.
And I take a deep breath and say, ah.
So do you guys get breakfast or are you just going straight to the ship? What are you guys doing?
Did we kind of establish that like inns have like a stable for centaurs? It's like a room, but it's a stable.
This one, probably the best I had was an actual stable because they don't get a lot of centaurs this far north.
Sorry, kid, to take you away from your dad and make you sleep in a stable.
Yeah, I had a pretty nice bed back home, but
okay. How old is she?
Like preteenish. Like
preteenish, yeah.
A little bit older than Caden, but probably not much.
Yeah, between like 9 and 13, somewhere in there, is my headcanon. Navia for sure knows how old she is.
And that's what's important. That's all that's important.
That's what's important. 100% Navia knows how old her kid is. Does the person playing Navia? No.
No. Yeah, Navia, though, she'll know.
She'll know. She'll tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, when you make a giant worm god, you know, you're going to break a few eggs.
Yeah.
So, did you guys sleep in the stables with her just to make her feel better, or did you say, go fuck yourself and went to a real room?
I would imagine they probably said go fuck yourself, and but that's you know.
No, I like sleeping in the stables. It reminds me of my chickens.
Yep.
Okay.
I like the smell of horse crap. Helps me fall asleep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Not centaur guys... crap, just to be just yeah. to make it clear.
Do centaurs just centaurs. Do you like Do centaurs do like horses and just kind of drop wherever or?
Oh yeah.
I mean, gross. I think we've kind of established that.
I mean, you don't even need the poo corner.
I think all of you do.
Yeah, I think my we all do.
My concern is if you break a leg.
Yeah.
Oh no.
If you break a leg, do we have to shoot you?
God, I hope not.
What's the same like, if he goes in a corner like... pretty much anywhere? I mean,
that's yeah. true.
I feel like centaurs are like when they're like. In their, this is just my headcanon, obviously, but like I imagine these ones, they're just like if they're in their herd, they might be a little bit more horse-like about it. But like I think Navia with these people is going to be like, excuse me.
Yeah, she goes to the poo corner, very demurely.
Gotcha. So you,
we all avert our eyes.
So what you're saying is Navia's sort of adjusted to life among bipeds, but Rinna may not have.
That's very true.
Oh, no. She's not going to say, excuse me, anytime she poops. Pardon me. Sorry, I had Taco Bell.
So I was talking to my friend Thalia the other day. And what happened next was insane.
So you hear a knock on the door for those of you that are in a room.
Of the stable? Oh.
And, So you as you open the door, you see that it's Beric saying, okay, well, the ship is about ready to head off. You guys ready to go?
We all have to look at him.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
How early is it?
Good question.
Like, I mean, I don't have a watch, but I'd say like just past sun up.
Oh God, you're a monster. Well, at least
depends
how much
what, kind of, what time of year is it? If it's winter, sun up comes. You know.
Let me pack these guitars I never use, and we'll get going.
All right. I'll go get your stable friends and I'll meet you down by the pier. And he heads on out and lets Elishana and the centaurs know. And pats Daisy on the nose. Pop, pop, pop.
Does he pat me on the nose? Because I wouldn't like that.
And he does not pat you on the nose.
And I'd be like, excuse me, sir. I have a sword.
And
I'll
you have
put
a nose.
It in your nose. Pat, pat, pat. Put it in your nose.
Boop.
That's the sound of shoving a sword up a nose.
Gross.
He's spinning it around in there, like.
Yeah, it's like it's ancient Egyptian, sort of like swirl it around.
Supposed to do that after they're dead.
Oh, oops! I must have misunderstood.
Yeah. Oopsie poopsie. Yeah.
Been accidentally killing a lot of people, dude.
All right, so you head on down to the docks, to the pier, and Beric is waiting for you there, and he says, I want to wish you guys luck. I'm going to stick around here because, you know, it's dangerous taking on an entire pirate crew, and I would like to get continue getting my story out there to see if we can't get that ship back. So I'm just gonna stick around here playing my lute and good luck, guys.
I see how it is.
I gave you the map. I got you a ship. I feel like we're square.
Thank you.
I guess.
And he doffs his cap, bows, and turns around and leaves, starts singing his song about Boldbeard again as he walks away. And the captain of the ship calls, all aboard! All aboard!
Do we have like anything like carrier pigeons or like anything like that for like long-term letter sending?
I believe what's his name has send or whatever that spell.
Okay, because I would like to let Rinna's father know where she is.
I think that seems like a good idea. You could well you could drop off like just write a quick letter and give it to one of the folks to have them deliver it.
Yes, I would like to do that.
Okay. All aboard. What's taking you so long down there?
Sorry, I had some important business to deal with, but I got it. Let's go. Wow, that was a weird voice. What was that?
Oh.
It was like drunk Mickey Mouse or something.
Yeah, right? All right, so you board the ship. You're welcomed by the captain and the first mate, the botsin, all them guys, and they say, all right, well, it's about a 5-day journey, so settle on in.
Where do I get to be? Do I have to stay on deck, probably?
I mean, they give you, there's a couple guest rooms next to the captain's quarters, which is off the main deck there.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you'd have to climb a ladder to get down. It's not like a big old galley or any galley? Yeah.
Yeah, galley.
Galleon. There it is.
There we go.
Galley is where the food is.
That is. So, they set off, and I'm not going to waste time doing encounters as part of the travel. We're going to say that it goes pretty smoothly because guys know what they're doing.
While not to slow things down too much, but mm-hmm. while this happens,
you, why would you
point,
ever?
You're like, right, exactly. So while, I mean, this is a 5-day trip, so likely at some point somebody's going to ask me to draw them like one of my orc girls, because I'm well known for drawing orc. And so at some point during this, like, is it plausible that I drew just a bunch of people naked, but I made them look like orc? That's my deal. So
are there a bunch of carriages being stored on below deck that
why does there have to be a bunch?
because
you want to go from one to one, you know, keep trying them out, see which feels best.
Yeah, it's I mean, that makes sense to me.
You know what I'm saying? We're testing shocks if you get my drift. You know what I'm saying? Like bouncy bouncy, squeaky squeaky. You know what I mean? Like
a wink is as good as a nod to a blind bat.
Exactly.
Sexual wink wink inter wink course, huh?
You mean brrr, brrr,
brrr, brrr, just like the frogs?
Ew, ew. Yeah.
Ew, ew. Waka waka. Awooga, awooga.
Awooga.
The noise filter on Discord is doing a lot of heavy lifting right now, I'm noticing.
Audacity will get it. It's fine.
So okay, after
that,
five,
that did happen. It's canon it that I drew those.
It's
people.
Canon that you drew okay, a bunch of orcish versions of people naked.
Orcish virgins.
Mm-hmm. After 5 days on the open ocean, your ship arrives at a cliffside. Carved into
are they the cliffs of insanity?
They are. No.
Those are the only cliffs that exist.
Carved into the side of the cliff is a sculpture.
Are they the cliffs of Clavin by any chance?
Carved into the side of the cliff is a sculpture of a massive spider.
I just need
spider.
To know, if you could answer me, I just need to know if they're the cliffs of Clavin. I just, for my own records, I'm taking notes.
Better than the cliffs of Clavin, I just got it.
No, they are not.
Oh, they're not. And is that the norm?
Oh, wow.
Who invited him?
I might be
that is a very genuine groan.
I apologize. Continue. Dan, keep the game going.
Do we still have time to get Jeff?
Terrible.
I'm going to have to mute him again. carved into the side of the cliff is a sculpture of a massive
you
spider.
You bastard.
The carved stone legs outstretched as if it's trying to grab for any passing ship. The massive mouth is open wide, appearing to be both an invitation and a threat.
Like going to bed.
The arachnid there, it's named for the goddess Arachne. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I knew that. Why are you talking with such a weird voice?
That was
that's a normal that's voice. That's so here. Rude of you.
Yeah, Dan. Jesus. Continue your name.
So
racist.
That looks our ship's not going to fit through there, and frankly, we're not going to risk our lives for your treasure hunting. So we'll give you one of our lifeboats here, and you go ahead and you can do your little deal, and you'll either get your own ship anyway or you'll die. So he hands you an oar. Have fun.
Huh. How did that? Okay. Well, do we need to turn around and let me try and like hypnotize one of these people into letting us take the boat over, or what? Sorry, that was just me talking. Hey guys, I was just wondering, do we need to turn around and maybe try and hypnotize these guys so that we can take the boat over?
Did you step away, or are you still right next to the guy?
I assume we're right next to the guy, correct? None of the boat stuff sounds good. I'll be honest, I caught about half of it, but it all sounded bad.
Well, this ship, if you do try to coerce any of us to give it to you, will not fit through there. So you can have smaller lifeboats.
I missed that. I missed the detail, clearly. Clearly I missed the detail. I'm going to let somebody else take charge. Grin? I'm the one in charge of this group. I just feel like I'm a real decision maker. So, yeah, I'm going to let somebody else do it this time.
The map you're holding that Barrett gave you always directs you towards where Boldbeard's ship is, no matter where it is. And it's pointing right to that cave.
Cool.
How far is it?
It's hard to tell because it is in the Underdark.
Neat.
That's where Kate Beckinsale lives.
Like miles or?
I mean, you're going to need a boat. You're not going to walk there, especially since it's water all the way through.
Right. Like the actual cave, like the front of the cave.
Oh, no, you can see the cave. You stopped in front of the cave.
Okay. Like how far are we from that?
I don't know, 5 minutes, maybe, on your little boat. But the cave isn't a walking cave. The water actually goes into the cave. And then you have to take your boat into the cave.
How big is the lifeboat?
I mean, it's big enough to hold all of y'all pretty comfortably.
Okay.
It's more like if you think of like a mini sailboat versus like just a regular lifeboat.
Not like because I mean, yeah, it's not like a tiny cruise little rowboat. Ship lifeboat are pretty damn big.
Yeah, you guys can comfortably fit in there, even with two centaurs
and a lizard
and a lizard
and a potted
and
plant.
The spider is it? It's inside the cave, or
it's like a sculpture carved into the wall of the cliff, and it's like arms and mouth kind of are inviting you into the hole of the cave.
I don't like that.
That's
for me.
That's neat. Yeah, totally normal.
Yeah, it's gross.
Y'all picked standard and a average, real good one here. Yeah.
The norm.
Are we just norm, looking for treasure, or are we helping somebody right now? Like
the goal of it is the mithril would help protect your innocent folks by giving better weapons and armor to the army, protecting them from the invading army from Nimresa that's on the way.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
You're doing
okay.
It to help
that's
people.
Fair. I'll do it.
See, I know how to get Grin to do things.
Yep. Not just gonna go treasure hunting. I may be good at stealing things, but
there's a goal for it, and that's to get some materials that will help. It's a mine is what you're after too. He has a mithril mine.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Probably some people being mistreated in there, I bet.
There never would be.
Or goblins. I don't know.
So the first mate's like, all right, come on. He's like got his arms out, like, let's go. Don't got all day. He leads you over to the lifeboat.
Mm-hmm. All get in it, and then they lower it down.
He gives you some provisions. He's not a monster. Oh, well. He gives you some snacky, some lembas bread.
I ate four.
Byron leans over to.
Oh God! Both centaurs will be dropping loads.
I'll do it over the side.
Do it over the side. It's fine. Same with what's his name. Over the
exactly. As long again, as long as there are gluten free options in there, I'm fine. So otherwise, you're gonna want me to not do it anywhere near you. Let me just say that.
Lemon bread is not made from wheat. You're good to go. Don't ask what it is made from. You don't want to know.
I'm talking about the provision. So I only get okay. Oh, it's made from people. Wait a minute. How did I hear that?
That's crazy. And the lifeboat drops. Whoosh, now you're in the water.
Ah, fuck.
You know, we're not. We're like happy that you're giving us this boat. So thank you for getting us this far. But is there anything
you're welcome?
You might have.
To say, how far did we drop? Should she be
already in it? Never mind. Is there anything you have that would help non-boat people in this situation?
She said, "Is there anything that you might have that would help people?" What did she say?
I heard her. He throws some herbs down.
He said he heard you. Are those herbs?
Those should help with any sort of nausea or something that you might develop.
He said those should help if any of us has nausea or what?
Or if you get sick to your stomach.
I can hear him.
If we get sick to our stomach. Yeah. It sounds like the same thing.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dan.
Yes.
We talked about Rena being an apprentice to a druid apprentice. Would she probably know how to administer those medication, those herbs?
I'd say yeah, probably at her age, she's probably had to do that before.
Yeah. So she. Yeah. So I would think she would probably be like, well, yeah, I know this stuff.
I presume now you Rena helps you get your sea legs, and I presume you guys start paddling towards the mouth of the spider.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
that's our only choice.
Oh, whoosh. That's the sound of the paddles in the water. Whoosh.
I imagine having four legs, you could kind of like.
Are you gonna hang off the back and just kick them?
No, I'm just thinking about kind of counteracting the motion of the boat so you don't get seasick. You just kind of like.
Or it's harder because you got so many things to support.
And I have two stomachs, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do I? I don't know. Sure.
You never really. I mean,
cows have four.
I'm a ruminator, I guess.
Gross. So you're constantly like.
No, I take it back. I take it all back. No, I take it back. I'm not a ruminator.
I ruined the fort. All right.
Come
so
with
as
me
you...
if you want to.
No. I don't like it.
All right, so you head into the mouth of the spider, and you find yourself in a bunch of underground caverns, rivers, and rapids. It's called the Dark Lake.
Ooh.
So even having a map, it becomes pretty difficult to navigate because it is kind of dark. And you guys aren't super skilled. So we're going to go ahead.
Hey.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to have you roll some initiative. And we're going to see if you guys can sail the ship properly. So why don't you guys go ahead.
See anything
and roll
glowing?
Some...
I'm going to roll that
anywhere.
Again.
Do I?
just like some of the lichen and stuff like you would find in the Underdark.
16.
Should I just start gathering some of those lichens so we can read the map by it?
It's kind of all around. It's a very dim light.
My sword can be a light source. Hang on.
Oh, that's true. It's the moon. It's like a moon.
In darkness, the unsheathed blade of this sword sheds moonlight, creating a bright light in a 15-foot radius and dim light for an additional 15 feet. So I'll just pull my sword out.
There you go. Now you can see. And you know what? I'm going to... well, let's get everyone's initiatives first. What'd you got, Elishana?
16. Nothing.
Oh, you just named that.
I need to roll, right?
Yep. Roll a d20, add your initiative to it.
Chris and Jeff have me all effed up.
Who's prostate exam?
That's me.
I don't know. I'll be right back. My dinner just arrived.
Wait.
I'm trying to join from my phone now.
Okay.
22?
Nice.
How do you roll 20? Oh, right, because of the bonuses or whatever they're called. What are we rolling for?
Do you have your character sheet?
It's there if I can't reach it.
Motherfucker. Since we are really rusty, can I have a redo?
Nope.
What?
You're not rusty rolling dice.
I am.
No.
I am. But Dan.
Daniel. What are we rolling for? I'm so sorry.
Initiative.
Initiative.
What's that?
You should have a spot on your sheet explicitly called initiative.
I'm asking you to define the word initiative, asshole.
Initiative.
Oh, Dan, come on.
Nope.
Daniel.
Oh.
I rolled a one. Do you know what my initiative is?
Negative one?
Zero.
Oh, that's better than I thought.
Yeah, fuck you.
Initiative is right in the middle of the first page near the top-ish. You got maximum hit points, proficiency bonus, hit points, initiative, death saves.
Oh, there it is. It's right there. It's an initiative.
There it is.
Oh, shit. No. I don't think that one counts. I rolled a 17 earlier. That one's the first thing you rolled.
Come on, Dan. Let us roll.
And?
It's been a year. What
it doesn't matter too much. This is just an order of operations.
Okay, fine. Actually I got a 4 then, because I got a 1.
Okay. So, Grin gets
at least it doesn't
first.
Mean that you both fell out the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't, right?
No.
Okay.
It's literally not just we're time. Picking an order of operations here. So, Grin, you'll be the first one to decide to do something to help you guys navigate the cavern seas, whatever. What are you going to do? You said you kind of wanted to look at the map. Is that what you'd like to do? Just kind of study the map to see if you can find a route?
Yeah, and just try and see if there's ever anything even that we're passing that might be like showing, you know. Yeah, because if we start at the beginning, we can at least sort of guess like we're pointing in the right direction if we start now.
Okay. Perfect. Go ahead and roll an intelligence check then.
Okay. That's not great.
What'd you get?
Do I have anything that improves that? I don't think so. No.
Very nice, Jay.
A 5.
Yeah. So you're looking at the map.
Video element to the podcast, Dan. Are you recording us moving stuff around on that screen? Because that would be
I am not. I don't have I should capture the video too, but I'm currently not. You're kind of like looking at the map and you're like flipping it around and you're like, well, it's pointing that way, but I'm not really sure what's going on. And then
I'd like to ask if somebody else wants to look at it.
From the water up pops a green hag. And you are entering combat.
No. That's not great.
Let me
I rolled a 7 for initiative.
Nice. Nailed it. Yeah, let's roll initiative for actual combat now.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Like, actual, yeah.
It's for real.
So she came up out of the water. Is she, like, in the water, like, in the water still? Or is she, like, getting on our boat? What's the dealio?
Yeah, she's kind of, we don't, with these kinds of things, in this particular situation, you're not going to need to, like, have a map or anything. Because it's basically, okay, you're on a boat, and they're coming up around you.
But they're still within melee range, right? I can still hit them with my sword?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, cool.
So this is what she looks like. Boom. Coming. She's all the way in the back.
I got it.
Excuse
10.
Me, guys. Excuse me. Excuse me. Here she is. This is what you're fighting. She kind of floats above the water.
The evil stepmother from Snow White, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of the evil queen.
Except instead of an apple, she's holding a heart. Did you say you had a number in Avia?
10.
10. Okay. And
if I forgot what I rolled, I have to re-roll, right? No, I remember.
For this,
what
this
I
is this is this is a different initiative. This is like this particular fight.
I know, but I'm just saying. Okay. I'm being honest with you.
Okay. That's fine. I write down everything for this.
I'm being honest. Got a 9 total.
Okay.
It's better than Lashana, what do you got?
I got 32.
I don't think that's likely.
With the near zero initiative.
With the zero, you rolled a D32.
Yeah. I have 4.
Okay. Let's see. What did the green hag roll? Bring up my chart here. And is that. The green hag rolled a 5 initiative. So not much better than the rest of your assholes. Okay.
Our assholes?
You heard me. What does that do with
anything? What about our assholes?
Okay. And so with that, Navia gets to attack first. And she goes, I'm going to get you, my pretties.
Alright.
There's a lot of weird things.
Besides the bard, I'm going to write a play that humanizes her, and it'll probably be a musical.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so I get 2 attacks. So this says actions attack, 2 attacks per action. Awesome. So I get 2 hits with the sword. Oh, yeah. I do have my sword information here. Okay.
But yes. Okay. Attacks with
so my
sword.
First hit. And does the second attack have any penalties to it?
Probably not if it's your feet.
Okay.
I think only if you don't have feet.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. So I got a 26, and since I rolled a 19, she has to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
DC 14.
She nat won'd it.
She goes prone.
She falls and she's just floating on the water.
And what's my damage?
She's like, you know what? I need to do some self-care real quick.
Fair. The spa day.
Mm-hmm. And then the damage for that
word sounds like
is a 10. 10 damage. And then for my second one.
Second one, 15. Who do you think you are?
No, sorry, 20. Modified 20.
Pike?
Of damage? This is your second hit. Okay.
My first damage was 10. My second hit is a modified 20.
And she is prone, meaning that you have advantage.
Advantage? Okay.
I mean, modified 20 is good, but maybe you get a nat 20. Who knows?
Nope, I got a nat 1. So I'm gonna keep the
modified 20. I would keep
the
other 20. One if I was you.
Yeah.
Does that one hit?
A modified 20 will hit.
Okay.
God, I hope so.
That's a cop, right?
What
6
do the rest of us have?
What was that?
6 damages.
6?
6. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that Fievel snoring?
Yep. Probably.
All right. What's your ass? Your turn. She's lying down in the water. floating along with you guys.
Okay. I'm going to roll for something.
That would be nice.
Okay. Here we go. It fell. I'm sorry.
Okay. She is not, she doesn't breathe. And... she's not capable of breathing water. Wait. Oh, no. Yeah, she can. Amphibious. She can breathe okay. air and water. Never mind. So you can't drown.
I rolled a 10. Wait, am I rolling for initiative? What am I doing?
Nope. Now you're figuring out how you want to attack her or cast a spell or do something to her.
Shoot her with a crossbow. No.
Turret, turret. So you would roll your... so I rolled should have your crossbow on your sheet and it'll tell you what to roll a d20 and then add your bonus.
I'll bet it's there. Yeah. And I'll bet I know exactly where to find that. So
probably
here we
near
go.
The bottom.
While I figure... Mm-hmm.
Where it says, roll a D6. Under actions, attacks, weapons, and cantrips.
Yep.
You've got...
yep. I need a D6 to do so, guitar
on this one.
I'm going to roll a crossbow. So...
oh, crossbow. So that's a... that would be... looks like a +4 to hit. I don't know if that's gone up since then.
Mine says 1d6 +2 at the moment.
That's the damage. Next one is 2 hit. That's what you. Oh. That's what you'll roll a d20 and add
+5.
That to it. Okay, there you go.
Oh, I see. Okay. Boop, boop, boop. I got 11. So 16.
Oh, shit. That is literally just not enough. You shoot at her, but it goes bloop into the water.
Boop.
Sploosh. And you do have the ability as a bard, if you wish, to give someone bardic inspiration as a bonus action, which would give them advantage, I believe it is, on their next either attack or skill save.
So, all right, whose turn is it next then?
Next up would be... I lost my sheet, hold on. Next up would be... Grin.
Okay.
So you're going to give it to her?
Give us 1 second. Yes, give me 1 second.
Just let her,
I haven't washed it off. There you go, cat. Sorry, we have to decide if we're feeding the cat grass right now. You can cut that out of the show. Anyway, yes, I give bardic inspiration to her. What do I have to sing to do so?
You get to pick what you sing. So something inspiring is what's important.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the way you want it, that's the way you need it, and the way you want it. There you go.
All right. So,
she loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves everything.
I'm assuming since I'm little, there's a chance that I'm sort of behind somebody. Can I see if I'm hiding before I do anything else as my extra action?
Oh, nice.
So I can see if I can sneak.
I imagine between you and I, like me being like big and you being small, I would not be surprised. We had some sort
also
of
just
like,
the edge of the boat.
You hide
just like hide under your legs. I mean,
pretty much.
She loves a lot
of things. You could probably stand under my belly and like not bump your head. Is my guess.
Okay, 20.
Yeah, you hide. I mean, especially because she's on her back in the water, so she's already having a hard time seeing you to begin with.
Okay. All right, so let me see.
Lying beside you, here in the dark.
Do you feel inspired yet, Grin?
I do. So I'm going to sneak attack with my crossbow.
And so I sneak attack with my crossbow, shoot you down. Something crown.
After all that work, I presume you're going to use the bardic inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so roll with advantage.
Okay, and I'm so sorry. Am I rolling just the D6 right now, or am I rolling a 20 to see? I'm rolling a 20, right?
You still have to roll the attack, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Oh, Sherry, roll some dice.
Ooh. With advantage. So what does that mean again?
You get to roll the 2d20s and take the higher.
Okay. Hopefully, you know. Oh, great. Okay. So, and then I look at to hit is +6. Is there anything added with sneak attack? No, just the dice, I'm thinking. Right?
A sneak attack. Let's see. I think it's an additional d6s to that. It should say on the sheet somewhere. Because, like, I see Byron says he gets at least one, but you might have more at a higher level.
Right. So, just 1 second. Sorry. So that's a 15.
A 15 does. Oh, wait. Yeah. And that's with your advantage? Yeah, that does not hit.
Oh, wait. With advantage?
Yeah, you rolled the 2d20s. Was that the higher die?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
We all shoot. Ugh. I forgot to roll for Byron. He got a 19 on his initiative. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was too much inspiration.
Did he sneak? Can he sneak?
He can sneak. So, do you want me to roll for him or do you want to roll for him?
You do it.
Okay. And plus that. Yeah, he's sneaking, so now he can do his deal.
I just realized as Aerie's playing with the figurines, I'm like, I bet Rena loves the shrub. Oh, I think she wants to be friends with Potty.
I do remember though last time she said she left Potty with Dagmar.
Oh.
She explicitly called that out. So we do not have Potty with us right now.
Potty isn't with us, but if he was, or she was, or it
it's
was.
Not with us anymore.
In spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rena would be like, fuck yeah.
So Byron got an 8 to attack, so he also missed. And he also had advantage. His other die was a nat 1. Okay. And so with that, it becomes the hag's turn. So she kind of gets up and starts floating again. She's like, ah, how dare you?
You crazy girl. Crazy.
And so she swings at Navia with her claws.
Okay.
Rude.
And that is a 12 to hit.
Nope.
Goddamn, can none of us hit today? What the fuck?
I did.
Okay, fine. One of you can, at least. Thank goodness. Okay, and so then she doesn't have any like bonus actions. And neatly. Yeah. Okay, so then it's Elishana's turn. What are you doing, Elishana?
I'm fucking with stuff. Oh, shit. What did I do?
No mumbling.
What did I do? Oh! Okay. What? The old lady, is she injured?
She has taken some damage, yes.
She's taken.
Is she prone?
14, not anymore.
16.
Is anyone else injured?
No.
No.
She's only attacked once and she whiffed it.
She attacked me and she was shy by like 11. 11.
She can see how big I made. What's her name? If you zoom out.
What the fuck? Om nom 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 nom.
Oh my god, you guys.
For those at home who can't see this, she's made three of them ride lizards. She's made three others through a conga line and then made Rena this gigantic and then this came through and ate everyone. So that's what's happening in this game. That's the attention that's being paid.
I was paying it
first. Yeah.
I just can't find
you know.
Where is my stuff?
You don't just have to prepare all of the story and the items and everything, Dan. You got to prepare for how stupid we're going to be.
Yep.
And that's where you fail. Found it.
For the folks at home who don't listen to the other shows, just know I'm not like this when we play.
Yeah, no, never. Ooh.
Never.
Jeff certainly doesn't end every session crying, upset because we were fucking around too much.
So that sounds like a very bad idea if I join that show even for an episode. I mean,
it's a very good idea.
I think it would be fantastic.
It would be awesome.
Okay. We got one guy who doesn't know his accent, and the other guy who doesn't know where he's from.
His name.
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'll shoot her with my crossbow. I guess I'll try to shoot her with my crossbow.
That's probably more accurate.
I don't remember how to do this.
Roll a d20. Yeah. And then at the bottom of your character sheet is
you
your
have to remember how to roll
weapon.
A dice.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't say...
Excuse me, sorry.
So, proficiency ability.
Harry, you shake it around in your hand, and then eventually you let your fingers relax, and then the die comes out.
Are you casting? You're using crossbow, not casting a spell, right?
Oh yeah, sorry. To hit, so +3 to hit.
Yeah. What'd you get, baby?
That one again.
Oh shit, I forgot about the things.
No, that doesn't I don't think that should count.
I've been able to rip these out in like a year or
it
so.
Only counts for
can't even open it, it always moves itself closed.
It doesn't count for initiative, right?
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't, but that wasn't initiative, sweetie pumpkin.
Yeah,
I know, but I got a nat one on my initiative.
Oh well, then you know, whatever.
I hope I make more chickens.
You're not casting a spell. Okay. And then that was a ranged attack. Feebled. Do not
that
add
wasn't ranged. Was it?
Did she use a crossbow?
You did a crossbow. Yeah.
I was okay. I was thinking I was hitting him upside the head with it.
Yeah.
No. You do not add your damage bonus to the next attack.
Wait, aw. That's pretty... You're making a lot of assumptions that I'm going to manage my next attack.
Joke's on you.
You said next attack. You didn't say next hit.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I sure did. All right. I guess with that, we're at the top of the order.
Okay. I'm going to do... That's me, right?
Yes.
First hit is a 14.
9.
I don't think that hits, yeah. Second one is a 19.
That do.
Okay.
So it's between those two numbers you guys have to get.
That is a 10 damage. Valkyrie, you cannot have my dice.
Now, see, you guys, did you see what she did there?
I hit him?
Yeah, so let's see if we can do this. You guys have this. This, just so you know, on D&D Beyond, this encounter is very easy.
Shut up!
Embarrassingly easy for this level and size of group. All right. Now that we cleared that out of the way, what's your name? It's your turn.
What's up? I'm supposed to probably like roll dice. No, I gotta tell you what I'm gonna do next.
Yeah. And don't forget, you have some spells and stuff too.
Well, I still think my crossbow is my best bet.
You do have.
I don't know
what
my spells are. So that's a big problem. Ha! Oh, and that's probably good, right?
Yeah. So, if you cast that, it has to succeed on a Wisdom saving throw. So, whatever your.
Well, let's cast. Let's cast being a real bitch. Let's cast that right now.
Nice. Okay, so she has to roll against your thing. Ugh.
I'm going to be a real mean girl. I'm a total Lindsay Lohan. Or other woman that's in that movie.
Is that 13? Oh. So she does not succeed.
Ooh.
So so for you, that'll be 2d4 psychic damage to do on her. So go ahead and do it.
Okay, I need to roll 2d4s. Is that what you just said?
That is what I said.
All right. 2.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But it also causes her to have disadvantage. 2 and a 1.
I got 3.
Oh, you got 3?
Yeah.
You see? Okay. And then she has disadvantage on her next turn when she attacks. Okay, good job. Next is disadvantage on next attack roll. It makes before them its next turn. Perfect. Next up will be Grin.
I didn't hit her.
It wasn't a nat 1, was it?
No, it was a 7 plus
okay, 6. Just making sure you weren't hiding something from the dice. Or the cards, no. I guess.
Was I supposed to roll a d20 at all at any point during that last roll?
Wait,
nope, she was defending. That's how Vicious Mockery works.
Okay. I see, I see.
Do I have advantage when I do sneak attack?
Probably.
You have to have advantage to do sneak attack, which is why you tried hide.
Oh, okay.
Right. I did hide, but I didn't roll good. Okay. Do I need to hide again to do it? Or
you probably should, because once you attack, she knows where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that before my turn's over. If I hide now, for next time, is that okay?
Yeah, that works too.
Since I have a bonus? Okay.
Let's see.
Sorry.
18.
Okay. Luckily, she does not have very good perception. and so...
Why, to be honest.
Yeah, fair. Okay, so it's Byron's turn. He's going to try to hide too. And he does. And now he's going to attack her with advantage. With sneak attack, I should say. And that is an 11 plus. No, he does not hit either. Again. And that makes it her turn now. And she's just going to focus on the one that keeps messing her up. She's kind of pissed.
That's reasonable. That's why I'm the tank. It's kind of the point.
So she is going to use Vicious Mockery on Navia. An ugly horse lady. So you need to roll against a wisdom save against her.
Oh, my wisdom is 7. All right. So, okay, that's... Ow! Sorry. Cat jumped on me and claws in my back. All right, well, I have a +0 to wisdom.
Okay, so whatever shows up on the die.
I rolled a 6, so I just start crying.
So you just start crying. She mocks you hard. And
oh. Jay's the one that's Vicious Mockery.
I just, drop my sword at my feet and just cover my hand, my face, and start crying.
That causes... That's...
like a badass in front of my kid!
So that's 4... 4 psychic damage, and you will have disadvantage on your next attack roll.
Okay. 4, you said?
Yep.
Dan, real quick, I know I don't have everything on my sheet. Do I have Colin Mockery? Is that an option? Where, I just do really good improv?
No, you have Ryan Stiles.
Oh, I got Ryan Stiles. So I can do stuff like Ryan Stiles if I try real hard?
Exactly.
That's great.
Okay, now we're back at the top of the initiative, making it Navia's turn.
Okay, so
Wayne
so I have
Brady.
Disadvantage, you said?
Say that again.
Dan, you said I had disadvantage.
You do. You have disadvantage. Sorry, okay. I was busy listening to Wayne Brady over there.
Well, okay. So with disadvantage, it's a 21.
Well, shit. Yeah, you still hit.
Okay. So what? I rolled a 14 and a 16. So
I feel like you should be saying something back at her as part of this.
Like, you're an ugly hag lady slash.
Slash what?
No, that was just me slashing with my sword. And that's 6 damage for the first hit. Damn, Gina. And then my second hit with disadvantage.
You only, it's only your next attack, so no disadvantage this time.
Oh, so just okay. Well, in that case, it's a 25.
All right, then.
And that's 5 damage.
She's looking kind of rough right now. Okay, Grin, your turn.
Okay. Right,
tell her to hit, because if she hits, it might be over. Oh my god, those frogs.
He says hit, because if you hit, it might be over.
Oh, okay.
So, you're already hiding. You hid.
How horrible is it to be those tadpoles listening to the parents have sex?
Oh,
I know, right?
And watching a little bit. They're not in their own 18? Room or anything. 18? 18 does it.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. 1 second. Let me grab some D6s. I think it's 46.
46? Jesus. No.
16.
All right. Yeah. You get a really good, like, a chunk. You get a nice little chunk. And she says, "This is not worth my time." And she just kind of goes back under the water and disappears. She's outy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you did it. Good job.
We did it?
You did it.
I have a technical question with this wand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I found him.
I know with other transmogrify or whatever. If you if you cast it, you can kind of pinpoint a location that it sounds like it's coming from. Can I do that with this wand? Or does it just sound like it's coming from where the wand is?
It's not clear. So I'm going to say you can have it come from wherever. It just has to be within about 6. It says it can be heard out to a range of 60 feet. So I'll say it can't be too far from you, but I'll give you like a 20-foot range around you. And then from there, it's 60 feet out.
So, okay. So how about wherever I'm pointing it at the time, like the maximum distance?
Yeah.
And I'll just start waving it with my other hand. I'll have my crossbow in one and I'll have that. And I'm just going to cast it. And maybe it'll distract, like, you know. Does it seem like we're near any walls right now?
Yeah, it's pretty tight fit.
Like, can we
most of this? You're going through a lot of like little.
It's pretty tight right now.
It's like a little like river going through a cave.
Yeah,
right?
And there's like a lot of tributaries and like little. You're going through little caverns and yeah.
Okay.
Haven't seen a land.
So, I guess I'll cast it. Would you guys be okay with me casting music in front of us to make like something pop up? Maybe ahead of us if it's going to, or no?
I mean, a sea shanty.
I don't know how well we're gonna sneak through here if there's like things that are used to water.
So you're trying to like scare things, like flush them out, so they pop up and go like, "Hey, what's that noise?"
If they
want
to attack us from hearing us, wouldn't it be better to see them like a certain number of feet ahead of us?
She wants control over the situation.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, we don't know how to make this boat quiet. That's not possible.
And yeah, if she does a sea shanty, am I allowed to stitch that sea shanty and just like sort of add my own flair to it? Like,
oh, yes. So you're actually going to sing, Bard?
Yes, yeah, I think you should, honestly. Because I'm gonna go ahead and say technically it's not Grin's turn to try to do a skill check, but if what's his name joins in, I'll let you do it together.
Ooh.
And I'll count that towards what's his name's turn.
He's okay. Like, wait a minute.
Does that work?
Sure.
But you need to sing a shanty of some sort. You need to sing a sea shanty is basically what I'm saying.
There once was a girl from
Who are we fighting? The hag still? Seattle.
You're not fighting anymore. Now we're just doing the skill checks to try to navigate through the caves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're back to the other thing.
Okay. So you want me to start singing? Okay, here we go. I don't pay attention really well, but I'm okay at casting spells. My name is, what's my name? Oh, I forgot my name. Hey, I'm good at casting spells. Something, something, I forgot the words. I don't know my name. Shit, what is the rest? You didn't join in.
I'm just casting the music with my wand.
Yeah, so with between the orchestral music.
We're going to do that on repeat.
Yeah.
Orchestral to a sea shanty?
Yeah. Between the orchestral sea shanty music and the singing, you do see some critters just kind of scatter in front of you. I'm going to count that as a success.
I would too.
Okay. So I'm just going to keep waving it as we navigate, unless we think we need to be quiet, just because then if something tries to surprise us, it's not next to us.
Gotcha. All right, Navia, what do you want to try to do
to help?
Is
that okay with all of you? Because I can stop this at any time. You tell me, okay?
No, that's totally fine.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
What happened? Did I sing?
Yes.
No,
you
don't did. Keep
Sorry
singing,
you went
though,
into a fugue
state. It'll tell us. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
How is the boat... Is there like a rudder to this thing?
Sure.
Okay, then I'm manning the rudder, I guess, because I'm really strong.
Okay, why don't you roll a strength check for me?
Yeah. 19.
Yeah, you grab the rudder and you're really like steering it, and you can see that you've avoided some rocks and barely missed the head of some sea creature. You're not even sure what it was, but you definitely succeeded at keeping on course.
Awesome.
All right, Elishana, what do you wish to do to kind of help the ship?
Sing sea shanties.
No, we already did that.
Darn it. I could swab the deck.
Is that going to help you steer the ship? You're going to have to explain that one to me.
I don't know how to steer the ship.
Or not even steer, just move forward without getting overly lost or in trouble. How are you preventing?
I have a +2 to survival.
Okay, so what do you think you could do with that? Maybe, do you want to see, like, get a feel for, because there's going to be a lot of forks and, like, other cave entrances that you need to kind of try to figure out looking at the map. Do you want to, like, maybe try to use your survival to, like, maybe get a kind of a gut feel of which direction you should go?
Yes.
Does that work? All right,
exactly.
Go ahead and roll your survival.
You rolled my mind.
I did roll your mind.
Yes. Hey, that's better than it's been all day. 10.
You definitely picked a cave.
Yay!
We're back at the top. Grin, what do you wanna...
Good job, Ray.
What else would you like to try to do?
I wanna think back to see if I remember anything I've heard from people who might have been in caves or boats that or dark places on the water that might help me in this situation, because
I'll go with wisdom on this one. Let's do a wisdom check.
Oh, not survival,
not in this case, because you're thinking of things that people told you, and this is sort of like a street smarts, kind of like what you've heard around type of thing. So I would go with wisdom on that one.
Okay, because I know I have,
or history maybe, if you have that, if that's better.
Survival is part of wisdom.
So there you go.
Let's see. That's not really going to help me as much as survival, but let me look. Do that again, though. 13?
You do recall some stories about, you know, the whole, like, kind of follow the right wall thing when you're lost, and maybe they'll take you where you need to go. So you kind of start doing that. All right, we're back.
Okay, to... and I'll, everybody, we're gonna follow the wall and turn right, and if that doesn't work, just go back.
And then, Navia, okay. Is there anything you would like to continue to try to something else you would like to try?
Something else? Yeah. Oh, I don't have like particularly good night vision or anything. Let me see. What am I good at?
What exactly would you say?
I don't know. Do you eat a lot of carrots?
I mean, basically my best role is athletics. I can intimidate pretty well. intimidate the cave. Yes. I don't know.
You want just... to intimidate your crewmates. Be like, fucking get your shit going. Would you sing? Sing louder.
I don't know. I
Elishana, do better.
I can roll performance to try to sing along.
If you wish, go ahead.
I have a +1 to that.
Ooh, I should try my nature.
I got a 12.
Hey, good job.
That's just barely enough.
It lifted your spirits.
You sing along and the music just lights up the cave to Ooh. The point where you're almost able to kind of echo locate, kind of.
Okay.
Right? Like it's goes beyond just this stuff. As you are sailing through here. Let's see, is there a description? Or do I just get to do it all from my brain? All from my brain. All right. So as you are sailing, all of a sudden you leave the mouth of one final cave and you enter this super, super, like you're still in a cave, but it's so large you can't see the other side, but it's just one giant sea called the Sunless Sea.
I think
sea.
We did a thing.
You okay. did a thing. And you are now in the Sunless Sea, the largest body of water in the Underdark.
Ooh, okay.
And as you continue to follow the pointer on the map with nothing holding you back, you come closer and closer and you see a giant ship ahead of you. It strikes a very imposing figure. It looks almost like a giant insectoid creature with glowing eyes. But as you get closer, you realize mm-hmm. it actually is mm-hmm. a ship with these glowing eyeball looking bug eye looking things on the front. And standing on the bow, ready for action, you see a motley crew of fine pirate folk. And they holler okay. down at you. Yar, who goes there?
Wow, that's a cliche if I've ever heard one. I didn't know they even said yar.
Yar. And the one saying it is this guy right here.
Oh, he's cute.
So.
Can I try and convince them I'm one of them? I've got a song ready.
Have it. First have mate. At it. Go ahead.
Fly green.
Okay, here we go.
created a monster.
I once had a song that I could sing. Now I can't remember anything.
Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and roll a... What? We gonna say grin?
Ahoy, this is First Mate Grin Proudfoot. And who might we be speaking to? This is my crew. This one's drunk. Ignore him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why don't you come on aboard? We'll have a conversation. You look like fine folk. And they
am I rolling for something?
Why don't you go ahead and roll? Why don't you roll a performance?
Okay. Is that a a six on the or left, a nine? I can't remember. Where does the dot go?
On the side there, you'll see different skills like acrobatics, animal handling, and stuff. One of those is performance. You roll a d20 and add that to it.
I know, but is it the bottom dot that tells you what number you're looking at?
It'll just say like the older one.
I got a six or a nine is what I'm saying. I'm saying I rolled a six or a nine, but I can't remember.
Oh, which is the line on the line is on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. So let's the worst of the two. But hold on. Okay.
You probably have a pretty decent performance though, as a bard. I would hope.
Hmm. Is it? Why can't I see it? Hold on. I swear, I know which one it is, and it's. I'm trying. It won't. It keeps not coming back. just plus five, so I got 11.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're one of us, but you seem pretty decent. Why don't you come on board? And the ladder is hanging there for you guys to come on up.
Okay. There's a ladder. Excuse me, racist.
Before we go on board, can I roll my orphan's top?
Yeah, go ahead. And you attempt to spin your top, and it does not spin.
Oh shit!
Uh-oh. Oh fuck, guys. There's some undead around here. Just not sure what we can do besides go up there. So.
I
didn't see there were some horse folk
protest,
with you.
Maybe I stay back.
Yeah, we need a ramp.
How about if you come around the side over here, we have the wenches that can pull up the boats.
Wenches, do you say? Oh,
wenches.
Do that very low cut shirts.
He looks behind him like, I guess we might have one of those, but come on up.
Okay.
Well, and swimming around you.
Three more are about to come aboard.
Is this little guy right here? Might look semi-familiar. It's a Kuatoa, and he's just swimming around you saying, wait, some more folks, Captain. Some more folks, Captain.
Aw, he's kind of cute.
Is he played by Richard Kind? He kind of sounds like Richard Kind.
Yes, he is.
I'm so excited. What's hilarious to be here on the ship. Oh.
Is you guys don't remember because it was so long ago. But the episode prior to the dice one, when Jeff was still with us, but Fiznik had left, he played a person in the bar, and he channeled Kind for that one.
Nice.
So,
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
So a second reference in two episodes in this show, even though it's been a year.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love Richard Kind, though? Like,
and I just want to clarify, all of these guys I also made in Hero Forge. And I have to tell you, there's a few of these. I put it to the test. Anyway, he was actually a challenge in of itself because they had no fish heads. Okay. So they winch you.
Fish
heads rolling, poly fish heads.
And I just love how he turned out. He looks so doofy. So they winch you up. And as you get to the top and kind of come on board, you look around you and you definitely see quite the crew. The captain introduces himself. He says, I'm Captain Krulin Darkwater. Perhaps you've heard of me as the Sea Devil.
Sure.
And this here is my first mate. This is Jivin Starkscream. And next to him is our quartermaster. His name, I can't pronounce his name in his native tongue, so we just call him Squiggles. And when Squiggles speaks, it's in your head.
He goes,
they call me Squiggles.
He's an elder god.
But
got
my
it.
Real yep. name is, and he says his real name, and it hurts your head a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We all dropped our knees screaming and holding our heads.
Exactly.
Because, you know, he's a mind flayer.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Is that the Westfield?
Is that the.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you know our kind.
I know a little bit of everything. I'm polite to all. I'm a little bit horny for all. So.
Nice to meet you. What's your name then?
Oh, you know, weirdly, in my own language, I don't know, but in yours, it's...
So, you called my mother what?
Oh, wait, hold on, wait a minute. Westville, right? We said Westville?
Westville.
Hold
on. That's... Oh, okay. Okay, got it. And next to him is our esteemed surgeon. Her name is Jirsek. Don't worry about her.
I do, actually. I am quite worried.
She behaves herself with the squiggles around. And then next to them is our entertainer and chef. That's a Korg on the left and Jivan and Zog on the right. They're Etten.
Here I am stuck in the middle with you.
And then over there mopping is
now do you have two of everything?
She I guess swabs. That's
the question that I have.
Don't you worry about it. Yeah, don't you worry about it. Over there is She Who Swabs. Don't get too close unless she's soaped up a bit.
Jesus.
And then as he's talking, you see this little guy hopping around. It's a little gelatinous cube. He doesn't speak, but...
this is the coolest crew ever.
He's got a hat, though. So.
Yeah, this is great. What's the cube's name? Do we know?
Cubie, I guess. He doesn't... there's some debate among us whether or not he's sentient.
Wait, can I cast? Don't I have talk to?
How many sets of bones are
like inanimate objects? I think I might.
Well, he's not inanimate.
He's literally animate.
He's okay. Bouncing around.
You know.
Do I have anything where I can talk to Squishy QB?
I'm not sure what you have. I know you can read minds, but that requires a higher intelligence than a gelatinous cube has.
Is theirs very high?
No.
But I'm stupid. Oh, I see. I get you.
They need to have a higher intelligence for you to be able to read their mind.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And then he kind of points to the back, but kind of like doesn't really focus much. That's our bots and Boldbeard's ghost. He won't fucking leave.
How does he? Oh, okay. Can he do anything? Like, or is he just decoration?
He keeps the ship shape. He worked hard to get the ship, and I guess he wants to make sure it's okay.
Aww.
Do we know what his unfinished business is, or...?
There's a spot he can't reach in the galley.
It's just that they didn't flush.
Yeah. We just need to get that cobweb.
Probably has something to do with his treasure we're trying to find, and the fact that we killed his entire crew except for that one guy.
That could be why.
Oh.
The Barrack. Cube?
Oh,
Barrack. Barrack, we know him.
We sent him on his way to warn everyone that not to mess with us.
Oh, is that what you sent him to do?
Oh, it's probably been a few years now. Whatever Barrack told you in his song, I don't remember. Who are you?
What I remember of.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Oh, we mutinied our old ship, and then there was a splintering of our group. So we decided to go along our own way and see what we could see in this area.
Let's go ahead and roll a deception on that one.
Okay. And sorry. Go back here. Come on. Sorry. Sixteen?
Ah. So
You guys mutinied, huh? My kind of people. And well, he claps you on the back. So, are you looking for a new family? Because he looks around. I may be tough, but we're all family here, aren't we, guys? Yeah, we're all family.
The boat, we all fam?
We're all family. And from the under the water here, yes, we're all family. We're all family here. We love each other.
Well, you seem like a happy bunch. It'd be nice to, you know, while away some time with you at the very least.
Well, then, I think we'd all welcome some more hands here. You can always use some more hands. But I feel like we need to see how reliable you could be. So here's the thing.
Run away, guys. I feel skill checks coming.
There's a group of Underdark Raiders known as the Spire Spiders. And they've been kind of encroaching on our turf. We've been planning on kind of going to the sailing nearby and messing them up. But I think might be a good way to test your mettle. See what you're made of. What do you say?
Okay, let's go do it. Let's go smack them with our swords. Let's go.
This feels like a crap.
What kind of folks are those raiders, anyway?
Wisdom of seven.
There's a couple ogres, some grimlocks, a drow, another sahuagin like me. You know, underdark folk. People who kill other people and plunder.
What kind of trouble they've been giving you?
Well, they've been in our territory, taking our plunder, killing people. We try not to kill too many people. We'd really rather they stay alive so they can, you know, keep making money so we have more stuff to take. You know what I mean? And it's just not right. So yeah, we wanna resolve that situation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. So he yells to the first mate, who's right next to him still. Javon! What? Stop yelling in my ears. I'm right here. Javon, set sail and take us to the Spire Spiders.
Him stuttering like that really took away from the gravitas.
You took away from the gravitas. So Javon goes over to the wheel and steers it away, and he says, "All right, first star straight on till morning. No stars, we're underground." And they sail off.
Bring me that horizon.
One of these days, maybe we can paint some on the ceiling. What do you say?
That sounds good. Art project.
Bring that sea to me.
Sir, it's a store.
This is a Wendy's.
How about I bring you the people who sail on the seas? Okay.
For now.
After maneuvering through the Underdark rivers, our heroes have found the Sunless Sea and joined a raggedy bunch of pirates. Will they manage to impress their new captain? Will they find the treasure? Will they ever figure out what the deal is with the gelatinous cube? Find out next time on Of Dice and Dens, The Sea Team.
Comedy Podcast Cloud.
Hey, it's my turn.
I'm English.